Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal every single week. And I am so excited because we've got the one and only Jamie Josta back on the show. What's going on, Jamie?
Jackie, how are you?
It's good to have you on the show. Obviously, so happy on a weekly basis to have Josta's weekly pick from the pit. So thank you for doing that for so many years now.
Thank you for always giving me a place to play some bangers, as I like to call them. Yeah, thank you for all that you do and for all the support. You know, we're very appreciative, and I like reading the tweets and the Instagram messages and the Facebook comments. And one of the bands I played, Tetrarch, I think was really excited that they got played on your show. A lot, everybody that I play is excited that they get played on your show. I remember that feeling 20 something years ago when we first heard our song on the radio, so it's cool to be able to do that for some younger bands.
Awesome. Yeah, and Hatebreed obviously celebrating 25 years with an anniversary tour. Congrats, by the way, 25 years.
Thank you so much.
What does longevity mean to you when you literally and figuratively built a career with your bare hands?
I guess it just means that we gotta thank our lucky stars every day, because we're not one of those bands that had this skyrocket to success and then sort of had to come back to reality. It's always been slow and steady wins the race, and we've been able to just keep doing it by, I guess, just sheer work ethic and of course, I think, you know, it's safe to say that we're pretty consistent with our records. You know, maybe a couple songs here and there didn't react like we wanted to, but you know, off the last record, The Concrete Confessional, we have our biggest song ever, like our biggest streaming, biggest downloads, biggest single sales. And so that is really fun and really cool, and kind of, you know, gives us a little bit of bragging rights, you know, being one of those bands that can play something off a recent record and not have it be like a beer break or a bathroom break.
Jamie Josta of Hatebreed with us. Hatebreed celebrating their 25th anniversary as a band, and they're out there touring. Let's go back to The Concrete Confessional from 2016. Hatebreed with Looking Down the Barrel of Today. It's Full Metal Jackie. Jamie Josta of Hatebreed on the show with us tonight. And let's talk about metal dudes doing non-metal things. It's an amusing look at life beyond the stage. What led to developing that type of web series?
Well, before I tell you that, I first have to apologize, because my daughter said, well, excuse me, like, what about Jackie? What about Lizzie Hale? What about Butcher Babies? What about In This Moment? What about OTEP? What? I was like, you know what? You're right. We're going to have to change it to metal folks doing non-metal things. And
I like that.
But she, you know, she makes a good point. And then when we were at Bloodstock, Vicky, the promoter of Bloodstock, who is a diehard metal supporter and an awesome person, you know, had mentioned it. We were like, yeah, you know, we really need to switch it up. I think people have seen enough dudes in metal. Let's mix it up. But we started it just as a joke, because I think anybody who's ever been in a metal band, they always come across that photographer or that art director or that maybe TV personality or radio personality that wants to, like, just have fun. And the bands are always so serious. And I had to be that guy when I was hosting Headbangers Ball, because that was the vibe they were going for. And they were like, no, you're the singer from Hatebreed. You got to keep it serious. Well, now that we've been, you know, all over the world and back and put out all these albums, like, you know, we can laugh a little. We can have a good time. And it doesn't have to be all metal all the time. We can do some non-metal things and make a little web show.
Jamie Josta of Hatebreed on the show with us tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. Quick break. Up next, Josta's weekly pick from the pit. We're going to get to music from Judas Priest, Slayer, more with Jamie. It's all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie. Jamie Josta with us on the show tonight. Hatebreed, of course, celebrating 25 years. Jamie, you're very involved in multiple sides of metal, performing, producing, broadcasting. What's your biggest responsibility being such a vested ambassador of the genre?
I guess just trying to get 2 episodes of the podcast out this week and last week and every week, and And then also trying to stay creative and stay inspired to keep writing, because I'll have these like little ideas that'll start off as like a verse, and then I'll change it, and then I'll write a chorus, and then I'll write the riff, and over time it'll turn into something, you know, that either I will want to use in one of my projects, or maybe I'll submit it to another artist. And I think for anybody who's creative, it's important to stay inspired, stay motivated, and keep doing that type of thing, because you never know when it's going to get used. And Dee Snider, who I produced his latest album, was in South America. And to see videos of those shows of thousands of people singing songs that I wrote and that I co-wrote, singing melodies that I wrote that I could never do on my own, because, you know, fans would be like, oh, why is he trying to sing all melodic? It was just amazing to hear Dee and the crowd singing it. And that's, you know, that's what I try to just keep doing, because you never know when those opportunities are going to arise. And luckily, I've had a good last couple years where I've been able to not have songs just sit on a hard drive, and they actually got released, you know, between my Lost Chapters album I did with Josta, and then the Dee Snider album, and then, of course, the Hate Breed Concrete Confessional album.
Do you ever sleep, Jamie?
I do. I've been seeing a sleep specialist, and I've been getting now 7 hours of sleep a night, and I feel so much better. My health is getting better. So that whole, like, you know, you see like big celebrities like The Rock is only sleeping like 4 hours a day. Some people can do that. I don't think it's super healthy. I heard Prince would only sleep 3 or 4 hours a day. And so that whole like no sleep, no rest, it's cool for the song, but right now I do need 7 hours a night.
Wow. 7 hours is pretty good, I think.
Yeah, I'm happy with it. I've been feeling much better, and I've noticed that I'm like popping out of bed instead of like getting, you know, 3 or 4 hours of sleep and then catching like an hour nap in the middle of the day. I'm liking 7 hours, and then I was just in the studio now doing a little jingle for a radio show, and you know, I would normally be like taking a nap right after that, trying to like recharge for the night and get my other work done. And now I'm just, you know, I'm actually winding down at night too, which is super helpful. I'm not listening. I'm sure everybody's going to be disappointed by this, but I'm not listening to like death metal at night before I go to bed. I'm like winding it down 2 hours before, and then I'm getting a nice solid seven. But tour starts soon, so that's going to all go out the window.
Full Metal Jackie, Jamie Josta of Hatebreed on the show with us tonight. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, music from Ministry, Mastodon. It's all on the way, so stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie, Jamie Josta of Hatebreed on the show with us tonight. Hatebreed celebrating 25 years. The Hatebreed brand is firmly established. Creatively, how are changes that come with growth and development as a person reflected in your music without disrupting that brand?
I just think the growth is reflected by us kind of sticking to our guns with the sort of, I guess, themes and overall positivity. I think that was a major change for us, you know, from the first album to the second album. But when you build a following and you have people who are reading your lyrics and you're making an impression on people, I really felt like I can't just have this be aimless negativity or just emotions that people can misconstrue. I need it to have some sort of positive outcome. And from that record on, we've always had some positive uplifting themes on every record. And that creates this almost cyclical power that keeps feeding us, because I'll be out somewhere, like I was out yesterday in New York City, and someone stopped me and said, hey, I don't want to bother you, but I just want to say, you know, your lyrics have been there for me in my darkest times. And I was like, thank you so much. And I never tire from hearing stuff like that. And that helps me keep writing and keep creating. And because we've done a lot of big tours like Ozfest and Mayhem Fest and Warped Tour and supported Slayer and supported Black Label Society and Slipknot and Five Finger Death Punch, we've been able to see that heavy music fans of all types, of all walks of life, appreciate a band like us who they know, played in people's backyards, played at VFW halls and in people's houses, And then, you know, to get to share the stage with Five Finger Death Punch in an arena and to be there singing a positive message with a heavy groove underneath it and a heavy metal-influenced hardcore sound underneath it, people just, I think, really connect with it. And you know, with this tour, it's been a 25-year anniversary to celebrate. We have almost, or just over 20,000 tickets sold already. It's really amazing. I mean, we're just trying to just stay grateful, stay in that attitude of gratitude, and stay positive, which the music helps us do and the fan support helps us do.
Jamie Josta with us. Again, Hatebreed out there celebrating their 25th anniversary. Coming up next, new music from Amon Amarth. Plus, we've got the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week and more with Jamie. It's Full Metal Jackie, Jamie Josta of Hatebreed. And of Josta's weekly pick from the pit, guests on the show tonight. Hatebreed, of course, celebrating 25 years with an anniversary tour. And the Concrete Confessional was a reflection of the stark reality of contemporary society. What do you feel needs to be expressed with the next Hatebreed album?
I almost feel like it needs to be like a heel turn of some sort. I keep thinking these really sort of dark, morbid things, and I want a way to express them, but I'm also kind of torn because we've had all these positive, uplifting tracks on the last few albums. But occasionally, I do write some of this stuff down, and I go, I don't know, do I want to put that out there? But by putting it out there, it's so therapeutic. And in the past, when I've done that, even when the song wasn't necessarily about me in particular, that's been very liberating. So as far as themes go, it might just end up being much darker and much more angry. But as far as music goes, we just want to play to our strengths every time and bring that intensity. And I love riffs and beats and bass lines that give you a charge when you hear it. It makes you feel something. And concert people are like this unique breed of people, right? Like, you're listening to a record when you're at the gym or when you're at work or when you're on a hike or on a walk or whatever, or at your house or at a party. That's different than when you hear it at a concert. So I think because we infused new songs into the set a lot, I think I also want to give this a bigger feel, a bigger concert feel, not just a recorded feel, but like really give it a bigger sound. We've joked around, you know, ever since the Five Finger Death Punch tour and the last Slipknot tour we did, we joked around saying, you know, like, oh, we're arena core now. and so we want to make those anthems, of course, but we want to have it really be heavy and hard and really make your hair stand up or make you get chills down your spine.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Check out Hatebreed on the 25-year anniversary tour. Jamie, thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show again. Thank you for the weekly pick from the pit, and thanks for all that you do. I appreciate you.
Right back at you, Jackie. Thank you for being such a great ambassador for all things in heavy music and for having us always being played on your radio show and for having me on. We're really looking forward to it, and hopefully, who knows, maybe we'll get a third leg added to the tour. We've talked to some other bands, and we know we're missing a lot of cities, but if anybody wants to check out hatebreedvip.com, there's about, I think there's only about 20 left for the whole tour, but we're also you know, taking suggestions. Shoot an email into my podcast, joshtheshow@gmail.com, if we miss a city and you want to suggest, and maybe suggest some bands. Hit us up, and thanks again for everything, Jackie.
Of course, and looking forward to metal chicks doing non-metal things coming soon.
Yeah.
All right, talk to you soon, Jamie.
We'll do it. Take care.
Music from Ministry and more after this.